Sanctions against 17 Saudis for their alleged role in the death of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. Among those to be sanctioned are a former top aide to Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, as well as a Saudi council. The sanctions will be implemented under an act that targets those who have committed a serious human rights abuse and acts of corruption. The announcement was somewhat surprising, given the U.S. rarely imposes sanctions on Saudi Arabia. Dozens of people died in the devastating wildfires in Northern California's Butte County, where more than 600 people remain unaccounted for. AP's Jackie Quinn.
Officials are making public the list of hundreds of people missing so that those who were able to flee the fast-moving wall of fire can notify authorities they're safe. But there were deaths in evacuations, like this scene described by the California Highway Patrol.
The officer discovered remains of one person inside the vehicle, which had been completely destroyed by fire.
And that's where Patrick Dodson comes in. He's with another search and rescue department, but he and a team of volunteers are going lot to lot in Paradise looking for evidence.
Our hope is that if there are missing people, we can find them and bring some closure to people that need that.
Looking for things like teeth, dental appliances, or wheelchair parts to try to make a positive identification match. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An international tribunal has found two of the surviving leaders of Cambodia's infamous Khmer Rouge guilty of committing genocide during the group's brutal rule of Cambodia in the late 1970s. The 92-year-old Nguyen Che and the former president, 87-year-old Hun Sen Phan, were found guilty Friday on charges of crimes against humanity by the UN-backed tribunal, officially known as the Extraordinary Chambers in the courts of Cambodia. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. A little more than a week after the White House revoked the press credentials of CNN correspondent Jim Acosta,